Welcome to Eyewitness, the Lazarus Project, presented by Northwest Christian School. Prepare to embark on a thrilling journey into realms of mystery and intrigue, where students, faculty, and staff of Northwest Christian come together to bring you an unforgettable audio drama experience, where the lines between reality and the supernatural blur, and every voice has a story to tell. Get ready to witness the impossible, only here on Eyewitness, the Lazarus Project.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may remove your seatbelts and begin making your way to the front of the aircraft for exit. On behalf of myself and the crew, we want to thank you for flying with us. Have a great day.
I'm out. Get your stuff.
What?
I said grab your stuff. We're here.
All right. Schedule for the rest of the day. Arrive on campus. Tour the campus. About 2 hours. 1 hour for lunch. Class observation. 20 minutes or so. Tech lab visit. Dinner at 7. Back to the airport by 8. And home at 11:55.
Sounds good.
Have you thought about which class you want to sit in on?
I'm not sure yet. I'm still deciding between philosophy and applied physics.
Don't those seem pretty advanced for an incoming freshman?
Yeah, but I'd rather it be something I can take down the road than sitting in on a simple math or biology class.
Yeah, that makes sense. Either way, both sound good.
Yeah, I'm just excited to see the place.
Yeah, me too.
Our campus holds tryouts for all sports for any walk-ons. That includes cheerleading, the debate team, and esports. All right, so I have a few current students that will be joining us in just a moment, and they will be escorting you all to the classes you chose to observe.
So what'd you decide?
I'm gonna do philosophy.
I'm sorry, but I was also planning on sitting in on that one. Can I join you?
Yeah, of course.
All right, please find the guide for your chosen class, and we will see you in the cafeteria for lunch in about 30 minutes.
It looks like it's just us.
I guess so.
I'm Quinn, by the way.
Miles, nice to meet you. So, where are you from?
Montana. You?
Arizona.
Is this your first choice?
Yeah, I think so. I really like it so far.
All right, guys, let's go right through these doors and take a seat in the back.
How can we know it's based in reality? Is there even a way of doing that? And to our guests sitting in for the next few minutes, we're discussing the validity of the Bible. While I understand the Bible has tremendous significance for many individuals, I approach this topic from a different standpoint. The Bible is a collection of ancient texts written by human beings, subject to the limitations and biases of their time. From my and many others' perspective, it's important to subject religious texts to critical scrutiny, considering historical accuracy, internal inconsistencies, and alternative explanations for religious experiences. Now, someone who believes in the Bible may say something to the extent that the works are divinely inspired, and that through their faith, they accept it as the true word of God, and also accept its authority. Other religious texts, such as the Quran or the Vedas, make similar claims of divine authorship. How can we determine which text, if any, is the true word of God, especially when the Bible is filled with inaccuracies? Our two visiting students, please join in on the conversation as well. You don't need to raise your hand. You can just speak if you'd like to.
Sorry, what inaccuracies in the Bible are you referring to?
Oh, good question, Mr.
O'Neill.
Mr. O'Neill. Scholars analyze discrepancies and variations in the biblical texts. They examine the historical context, authorship, literary genre, and intended audience of each gospel. In the case of Lazarus's resurrection, some scholars suggest that John's gospel was written later than the other gospels and may have incorporated additional stories or traditions to emphasize particular theological themes or teachings. This does raise questions about the consistency and reliability of the biblical accounts. The presence of inconsistencies and variations in the biblical accounts challenges their literal historical accuracy. Your thoughts, Mr. O'Neill?
I'm not as well-versed as you. I'm a senior in high school, and you're a professor.
Let me ask you this. Are you a Christian?
Yeah.
And you believe the Bible holds validity?
Well, yeah, but you're dismissing it, which seems counterproductive from a moral standpoint.
From a moral standpoint?
Well, if we dismiss the Bible's validity, doesn't that undermine the impact on morality and ethics? Many people find guidance and purpose in its teachings, and it's influenced social progress and justice movements throughout history.
As an atheist, I believe that morality can be developed and understood through other means as well. Ethical systems based on reason, empathy, and human well-being can provide a foundation for moral decision-making independent of religious texts. The challenge lies in engaging in ethical discourse that respects diverse perspectives and incorporates critical reflection. Our discussions in this class aim to foster critical thinking and dialogue, allowing us to engage with different viewpoints and deepen our understanding of the complexity of human belief systems.
I believe that faith allows us to accept the Bible's validity, even when empirical evidence may be lacking. The transformative power of faith and the teachings of the Bible provide a framework for understanding and living a purposeful life. I understand that your approach is rooted in reason and empirical evidence, but I find that faith allows me to explore questions that may not be fully answered through empirical means alone. I believe the Bible is inspired and God breathed it. It provides a lens through which I interpret and make sense of the complexities of life.
Look, I try to be respectful of everyone's belief, but I encourage you to re-examine your Bible and ask yourself to look at the lack of consistency throughout that entire book and ask yourself, is this really complete and accurate? Especially the accounts of the Gospels. I would have a much easier time discerning if I were able to talk to someone who was actually there. But we don't have that luxury, and the eyewitness accounts are flawed at best. So, back to our original question.
Don't let mainstream news happen to you. WorldWatch is here to solve that crucial missing piece called current events for students everywhere. Meet a program that covers the world, plus relevant headlines, fun stories, and essential school subjects. This show may cause logical conversations and informed prayers in kids, teens, and even adults. Start a free trial at worldwatchnews.com.
In a world where visuals tell stories, there's one name you can trust to bring your vision to life. Red 5 Media. From captivating commercials to cinematic short films, we specialize in crafting unforgettable experiences that resonate with your audience. Need to showcase your brand on your website? We've got you covered with dynamic About Us videos that leave a lasting impression. Events, recaps, highlights, whatever your video needs, Red 5 Media delivers excellence every time. Contact us today and let's make your story shine. Red 5 Media, where every frame tells a story. Visit red5.media today. That's red5.media.
I gotta say, I was really impressed with how you handled yourself in there.
Thanks.
I'm serious. I wouldn't have been able to go toe-to-toe with a college professor like that. You stood your ground, and I'm proud of you. Hey, isn't it the girl that was with us in the class?
Yeah, it is. Quinn.
Why don't you wave her over?
Sure. Quinn, you guys can come join us if you want.
Sure. Hey, I'm Michelle, Quinn's mom.
I'm Brian, Miles' dad.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
So, was it just me, or did it feel like things were getting a little intense in the class?
I thought so, too.
Yeah, I was just telling him. I wouldn't have had the guts to do that.
I don't think I could have either.
Same. I don't do well under pressure, especially like that.
It was nothing. Besides, I barely got to say anything.
But you didn't cave or anything. I'm afraid I would have clammed up or walked out in tears.
Really?
Of course.
So, where are you two headed after this?
We're going to the tech lab.
I thought about doing that one too, but I wasn't sure if it would be interesting or not.
Oh, cool. You can join us if you want.
I think I might.
This is where our engineering students are working on some of the most advanced robotics in the entire country. Now, I know, MIT and some of those Ivy Leaguers have some pretty big departments, but trust me, this is where the true brains are at. Right now, our engineering, AI, computer programming, and even our film students are all working together on something truly special. In fact, how would you all like to see it?
I'm in.
So the departments that I just mentioned have been working in tandem on a new virtual reality experience. And when I say experience, I mean it.
Like Oculus?
Not exactly. This isn't like the things you see on TikTok, where someone stands in a living room and falls over because they think they're looking down off the top of a building. This is something beyond any of that. This is completely unique.
Like what?
You guys ever see The Matrix? No one? That's disappointing. Now, show of hands if you'd like to try the demo.
Hey, you're not raising your hand, Quinn. You don't want to try?
I'm not sure.
Come on, give it a shot.
Okay.
All right, now if you are participating, please go ahead and go and follow Linda, our assistant tech director. She will continue with the tour right over there. All right, before we get you guys set up, I need you all to fill out this safety waiver. Now, if you're under 18, I need your parents to sign it on your behalf. Once everyone has filled those out, we can move on. All right, parents, this is as far as you guys go, but if you all head through that door over there to the left, you'll find a waiting area where you can still see your students on the monitors during the experience.
Hey, have fun, buddy.
All right, this way, students. Welcome to the Elysium. The Elysium is the most state-of-the-art, cutting-edge virtual reality experience you will ever witness. As you can see, there are four large seats all facing each other as if we're at a dinner table. Once you sit, we will put your seat in a position and begin the connection process.
What is the connection process?
Well, right before you sit, we'll have you wearing a band that goes around your stomach.
Like a cummerbund?
Yeah, exactly, Beau. Only with this, it will be connected to our proprietary interface, the Elysium Core.
What does that do?
A lot of the nerves in our body end in the stomach. We found that once connected to the Elysium system, your experience will give all your nerve endings the sensation of everything you experience in reality.
Wait, so are you actually saying we'll feel things?
Exactly. You'll also be wearing our Elysium Gauntlet, which is like a glove that will allow for further stimulation of your nerves for an even more detailed experience.
So we're going to be sitting in these big lazy boy recliners with the cords, hookups, gloves, and the goggles, and we'll feel everything as if it were real life?
Correct.
Dude.
Perfectly said. Now, let's get you guys set up then. All right, Miles, I'm going to slide this around your waist.
Okay.
As I said, this connection enhances your experience.
Is it uncomfortable?
You won't even notice it. Now, let's get you into your seat and we'll finish up. Here are your gloves, if you wouldn't mind putting them on, please.
Sure.
All right, headgear time.
I thought it was going to be a huge helmet, not that.
Yeah, it's kind of closer to like a swimmer's cap or like a beanie. And this one-piece goggle-style visor will come down, which will cover your vision, and that will be the biggest part of your experience. I'm just going to slide this on here. Is that too tight?
It's not bad.
But are you comfortable?
Yeah, I'm good.
Any final questions about any of the Elysium gear?
Nope.
Now, a couple things prior to beginning. You all will be in the same experience together, and I really encourage you guys to stay together. It will make the experience better, I promise. Now, if for some reason you're feeling ill, or something is wrong, all you need to say out loud is Elysium Extract. That will immediately pull you out of the experience, and we'll be ready to help as soon as that happens. Remember, Elysium Extract. Any questions? Okay then, let's get started. Elysium, initiate starting countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Elysium experience beginning.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
There's no way it's this real.
Guys, where do you think we are?
I don't know, but looking at everyone's clothes, it seems we're somewhere in the Middle East, maybe?
Maybe Egypt or something.
I'm Bo, by the way.
I'm Charlie.
I'm Quinn.
Miles.
So, what do we do?
I don't know.
Me either.
Well, let's look around for a minute. This is some sort of street market or something, but wait, does anyone notice anything missing here?
No, I don't.
I'm not seeing any cars or anything.
Yeah, that seems weird.
Yeah, look up too.
I mean, it's a pretty sky, but wait, do you think places like this have electricity?
I was asking myself the same thing. I mean, I don't see any electric poles or anything.
That doesn't mean much. This could be a remote village or something that just doesn't have electricity.
But look around, Charlie. I mean, Bo said it. There are no cars anywhere. But what is there instead?
I see donkeys.
Horses.
Wagons. Where are we?
I don't think that's what we should be asking. I think the better question is, when are we?
Thank you for joining us for Eyewitness the Lazarus Project. Stay tuned for more thrilling chapters from Northwest Christian School. To learn more about NCS, visit ncsaz.org.